Welcome to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. I'm Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Denise Pope, Senior Lecturer at the Stanford University School of Education and co-founder of Challenge Success, a research and intervention project that aims to reduce unhealthy pressure on youth and champions a broader vision of youth success. With her is Rabbi Patricia Carlin Newman, Stanford University Senior Associate Dean for Religious Life and a Research and Policy Advisor for Challenge Success. In this segment, we talk about the importance of unstructured time and brainstorm ways to reinvigorate religious school. I was thinking about downtime as a way of figuring out what your kids are passionate about, because this idea of living without purpose is really depressing to me, and I think it's a bigger problem than people realize, because there are so many people, as you say, who are externally successful, but deep down are lacking in a sense of purpose or something that they're passionate about or something that they find meaningful.
A lot of these kids don't know how to play. They don't know. They've always been scheduled. They've always been, even at a young age, you know, with gymboree and music class and little ballet class, and so they've never had the opportunity to really feel comfortable playing on their own, playing with their siblings, and being creative in a space where they have the total freedom to do that. That's why we put such a premium on unstructured play, because if you can do unstructured play when you're little, this isn't a problem. You know what you want to do with your free time. My own children, they have a whole list they can rattle off if they didn't have to do the homework of what they would love to do, and they do try to build in time to do it. So building in play early on is absolutely critical, but it's also not too late if you haven't done that as a family to have that conversation that you just said. You know, imagine you didn't have anything to do today. The schedule is free. What are some things that you might want to try?
And what are things that the parents would want to try? I think that part of the difficulty is that kids don't see their parents engaged in things that they love doing. So they don't know that that's a possibility for them.
Absolutely.
I know that many of our synagogues are cutting back the hours of supplementary school. If we're going to cut back on the hours, what's the best way to use that time, and what's the best way to use the contact time we do have with our families, or to expand it in different ways, if you have any insight or advice on that?
I have some. I like the idea of cutting back hours of supplementary school if they're doing it because they realize that these kids are so busy and there's not time for sort of the traditional kinds of learning that's been going on. What I don't want to see happen is they're not replacing that with something else. And I know many of the synagogues are replacing it with family service projects, ongoing family times on the weekends where they do family learning, communal learning, retreats. What I'm looking for with the synagogues is replacing sort of the more of the same traditional, so you have school all day, then you go to Hebrew school, and boy, it looks a lot like the school all day. That we found is not as successful a model as really getting kids engaged and getting the families engaged in feeling what it's like to live an ethical Jewish life. And what that might mean is doing tzedakah projects together as a family, working on how to dialogue, more of this sort of parenting and communication kind of education, and not just fill out this worksheet, this is the Aleph Bet, this is what you need to know for your bar mitzvah, you know, go.
I know that there are many models, one of which I'm thinking of is something that Vicki Kelman put together probably 20 years ago, called Family Room. And it was actually based on the work of a Catholic educator that she was close to named Kathy Chesto. And one of the things that was interesting was there was an understanding that there were some families who knew a lot about how to be observant as Jews, and there were other families that knew a lot about how to work together as a family. And it tried to draw on both of those kinds of expertise. To the extent that I think we can do that replacement education. It should be to honor the people who have figured out how to create wonderful human beings. And in some cases, those will be parents. In other cases, it will be grandparents. In other cases, it will be rabbis and teachers. But I think that to be very intentional, to use the word that keeps coming up in our conversation, purpose, to try and help people to have a sense of purpose about what it means to construct a meaningful life. And there are Jewish tools that can help us to do that. There are some secular tools that can help us to do that. And I think that if there's intentionality about that, if there's a kind of kavanah about what that education would look like, then it will be far more enriching and far longer lasting than just having another school environment. And my fantasy would be that religious schools should be religious communities, not simply religious schools, and that they should certainly be a grade-free zone and even a competition-free zone. If we constructed communities based on Tikkun Olam, if we constructed communities based on Gmilut Chasadim, what would they look like and how would they differ from the normal contexts in which people spend their lives? And if we really were able to do that, they would be so much more compelling than most of the places where we spend our time, that people would gravitate toward them.
Well, and I think it goes to the Jewish summer camp model, you know, which a lot of the synagogues are actually trying to recreate in a way that they can do, which is you don't have to convince someone, you don't have to tell someone three times, come on, come on, come on, we're going to summer camp. They're already in the car looking forward to it. You know, they understand Shabbat in a whole different way. They understand tefillah in a whole different way. And so, you know, at my synagogue, we have outdoor services in the summer. We have services filled with music and songs that the kids know and the kids participate in. The kids often plan the service, and it doesn't have to look like, you know, your grandmother's synagogue. So I'm thrilled with what we're seeing. I mean, I happen to be at a very progressive synagogue, but I'm thrilled with what we're seeing, how they're working with the kids and really rethinking this notion of learning, that it doesn't have to be, that it should be, and this is what I'd like to see in non-religious schools as well, as in your normal school day, at engaging, meaningful, kid-driven space to create and connect.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast, find more resources, including links and discussion guides, and let us know what you think at urj.org/parents.